And do you think that that's just I don't know, maybe a cultural difference in the adoption of social media in the corporation? You know, in Europe, I guess even a couple of years ago, you were still seeing most companies would ban access to Facebook and Twitter and all this kind of stuff. And it's as if Brazil is just catching up with that kind of culture in the corporation.
I think you still find that here. You know, I think a surprising number of companies in Europe and in the UK do still ban access to social media. But then a lot of people are using it at home or, you know, increasingly during the day but on their phones. And so they still have access to Facebook, actually. It's just they don't do it through the office computer. I think what I saw that is definitely seems to be more the trend here is this sort of the willingness of some, not all at all, you know, but we have increasing numbers of UK clients, some quite big ones, who really have kind of put social media at the heart of some of their communications channels. So their, you know, their main CRM platform has become, say, Twitter, or their main customer complaints, you know, platform has become Facebook. And so you don't phone an 0845 number anymore. You just go on Facebook and say there's something wrong with my widget, and they get back to you. Yeah. So, you know, that requires some pretty significant re-engineering of your internal processes and systems and so on, and yet it is being done.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so I suppose then finally, you mentioned that there's a couple of areas that were interesting about the way that things are done in Brazil, and then there's some areas that Europe is far ahead of. I mean, is it easy for you to sort of look around the world and take the best bits and export them to other regions?
I wouldn't say it's easy. It requires a kind of cherry picking. And, you know, we're a little company, so obviously it would stretch us. You know, I mean, ideally I would like to have myself or someone else jumping on and off planes and going around the world and, you know, visiting China and visiting parts of Africa and visiting India and other parts of Latin America and so on and the States and really getting a much better idea of how consumers are interacting with these media and how brands are using them and then bringing that back here, particularly because actually a lot of our clients want us to hit quite wide audiences in terms of market, you know, so they want us to hit multiple markets with our campaigns. So it pays us for us to know, you know, we do quite a lot of stuff in Southeast Asia. We're in the early stages of building a campaign that will run in three Southeast Asian countries and nowhere else, you know. So it would be enormously helpful for us, but we're just not big enough. On the other hand, we cherry pick and you know, we're focusing on Brazil at the moment. We sort of Southeast Asia was a really good, or is a really good market for us, and we thought, well, you know, Brazil makes a lot of sense because obviously it's booming, but culturally it's not exactly the same, but there is an awful lot of crossover. It's not particularly difficult for a European to go to Brazil and understand exactly what's going on, and I think vice versa. In purely pragmatic terms as well, you know, the fact that it's only 4 hours behind is enormously helpful in terms of doing business. It means we're virtually on the same, you know, more or less on the same time zone. There's a massive amount of crossover. And some of our experience, like working with China, for instance, which is 8 or 9 hours ahead, is that it's a bit of a nightmare, just scheduling calls and really basic kind of details like that. But it does actually have a big impact on trying to run a program. So, as I say, you know, we looked around and we thought, well, where would be an interesting place to focus on, so that we're not always trying to just work in the UK market, which just gets a bit dull. And Brazil sort of seems to be top of our list.